Morning.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you? Are you
I
busy?
am good. How are you?
Are you rushing around? What do we got going on over there?
I was just washing windows.
What?
You know,
That's
fall cleaning,
boring.
washing windows.
Boring.
Yeah, necessary.
Yeah, I know. I'm in the process of declutteration.
Ooh, love that.
Get rid of lots. I've been watching all these little YouTubers, the part-time pickers, the homeschooling pickers, all their little businesses with the eBays, and legitimately I have items here that I picked up in a bin that are going for like $40 and some change, like jewelry, where I essentially just bought a whole bunch, but they're selling it so fast, and they have a system. That's all they do for a living. I'm thinking, leap, leap, eventually leap, leap, Aubrey.
Well, you know, you can when you can. So, anyway, yeah, a lot of people do. One of Sharon Tabor's daughters worked in retail, high-end retail for a while. She was like a buyer for some upscale
Saks
stores.
or Nordstrom or something.
Yeah.
Sharon Tabor. Wait a second. Sharon Tabor is the old nurse at the school or the old admin staffer?
Nope, Sharon Tabor was the bar from Finn's bartender.
Oh, the blonde.
Yeah.
I was thinking Sharon Tabor, the one that is related to Aunt B, who lived next to me, who is like the study hall teacher.
Not even close.
Yeah, no, not even close.
Not even close. She probably knows Aunt B, but that's about as close as you're getting there.
Who doesn't know Aunt B?
I don't know.
Like, Aunt
Anyway.
B was a legend. She was epic.
So what she does is she goes through like the Goodwills,
Yep.
but she can tell by the feel of the fabric whether or not it's high quality, and just, you know, but yeah, so she does that.
I'm talking about like off the cuff weird things that just have like I'm learning so much about like where it should be made in versus where it shouldn't. Like it's okay to get a made in China from old days because it's vintage. Or even like single stitch made in the USA, any sport team or any sports memorabilia or any shirts from the 80s and 90s, t-shirts wise, of any brand. It doesn't even matter what it is. Like Mako Tools hats that they used to give out freebies of are going for like $35 a hat and they got it for 25 cents. Like,
Yeah, no, I.
and then they show you at the end how much you can make, and I think, what the truck?
Yeah, but they're showing you the best possible scenario. They're not
Oh
showing you
no,
all the
they're
ways.
showing you their scenario if they have sold it by the time they list.
Oh, okay.
Because eBay does have a differential. How about matching sweaters are a thing again?
Oh my
And
gosh, yeah, Dad and I had that same thing.
you guys had so many.
We only had two. We only had two. Only two.
Are you sure
And
about that?
I still have one of the two.
I know. I loved all your sweaters were always my favorite. Like all the different sweaters. I said that to my jeweler yesterday. He's like, I have sweaters that my parents bought in the early 40s that I just
Didn't buy them
found
in
in
the
a
40s.
box.
We were even born in the 40s.
I know you didn't, but I'm about to send you a photo so that you can get a giggle too, because I said 40s, well, it's every 30 years styles and trends come back, do they
No
not?
shit. I wish I had my jean skirt that had the slit up the front.
I wish that I still. What do you mean? I have one of those and it's too big for me. I bet you it's your size. What size are you?
I
Oh
don't know. Generally a 10.
my God, this is an 810. This and it has a slit up the front, but it comes down below your knees.
Right. It's in style again.
Oh, it is? Oh, wow.
Jean wrap skirts are in style again. Get rid
Not
of
a
those that I
wrap.
have.
Oh God, did we ever want you to get rid of those damn things?
Hey, listen.
Oh boy.
Here you go.
I had wrapped like crazy though, so I can't.
But you
speak to it. I did.
Right.
I did. I did want them. I
well,
like them.
What did you really call about?
I wanted to.
If you wanted to talk to Dad, you'd have to call him. He's out fishing in Cayuga Lake.
Oh, did he go out to the Muskie?
No. They went to the Perch Lake.
Cayuga Lake. Yeah, that's where he gets the walleye.
No, that's Lake Erie, and it's not muskie. It's walleye. Get your fish
walleye.
Right.
Muskie, and walleye, whatever it's called.
No, they're totally different fish. Muskies are huge. They're like a sturgeon. Anyway,
look at these sweaters.
He's in the Perch Lake, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Erie is the walleye lake.
Oh.
And then they trip all the way out to Erie. They leave at 3 in the morning.
I think that's silly.
Okay.
Hobbies. But I wouldn't if
hobbies
I was
hobbies.
You.
Huh?
I said, I don't think I would if I was you, though.
Oh, hell no. I'm never doing that.
No, I would enjoy it, is what I'm saying.
Oh, well, that's up to you.
No, it would be glorious. Go. Have a hobby. Do something.
You think I'm not?
No, I'm not saying you. I'm talking about me and my frame of reference.
Oh, your frame of reference. Okay, like you don't have hobbies?
I'm talking about the other person in my life that needs
hobbies. Oh, that hobby.
But not the hobbies he thinks.
Yep, got it.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be good at that other thing, though.
He'd
the
be
eBay
so
thing.
Good at that. Heck yeah. He already switched out the faucet and fixed that. He got a dog door that slides in and works perfectly. And it's a dog door.
And Lady's able to go through it?
Lady can't go through it because he has a step where the Pomeranians have to jump up. He's trying to avoid the kids complaining about their little accidentes that they have on certain. Like, Trey gets mad when they do it on the pee pads. I don't know why, but whatever.
Because they're disgusting. We never had pee pads. Dogs should go outside.
Exactly. I'm right there with you. And that's where my first. I don't want to walk down and see it.
No. No, I don't want to smell it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to have to deal with it. Nope.
And Lady's so big that she scares poor. Like, I have to take them out separately because Isabel will not go to the bathroom with Lady around because, well, it's your most vulnerable. For a dog, it's your most vulnerable point of your day.
Well, that's true, but that's bullshit, because Isabel just rules the roost.
Yeah, that's what I said, too.
Yeah, you know. But if you need her to go, and she's, I mean, like, I know dog people who turned their vacation around and came back home because it snowed, and their dogs won't go out in the snow.
Gotta love it.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Anyway, well, you know, where they were going apparently didn't have a fenced-in yard, and they won't go if they're on a leash.
And you can't just let them out, I'm gathering.
Okay,
either,
no,
so.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, in my opinion, I don't let animals control my life. Never did.
Yeah, no, we didn't. And Lady is so good, she just goes with the flow. She sleeps all day. She has her zoomy moments, like, twice a day, in the morning and at night. And that's about it.
There you go.
I like it.
Okay. So,
I did my something blue the other day.
Oh, okay. What was it?
Oh, no. Like, I did the whole, and I did it as a surprise. Then I forgot to actually bring the letter that I created through ChatGPT, which, whatever, does not matter if
no,
it
that.
Is created. I love
I'm
the
gonna,
app.
I'm going to call
my favorite.
You again when I need it.
Oh, my God. I've done it so many times over. Like, even, like, one yesterday that we're sending out, Mick goes, did you do this with AI technology? I go, oh, my God, can you tell? Is it noticeable? And he goes, no, but there's no y'all, no perfectly imperfects. I go, you didn't read all the way to the end, bro. You didn't read. There's definitely a perfectly imperfect in there somewhere along the way. He goes, ah, shit. Man, that sucks. So my thought process was I would do something nice for everybody in the family, even though obviously there's some sort of ill will towards us on some perspective from Billy, her fiance, or William, whatever you want to do. But I thought bringing Juju into it just because of everything that happened with her dad earlier in the year and him losing his life and not losing his life, but taking, well, same way that Norm died, essentially. So, or at least that's what they think.
What are you doing to my phone?
I'm not doing anything.
I've got 9 images. 10.
Oh, they must all be downloading and coming in now.
Oh, okay.
From the, are they cheer photos? Because those
I
didn't
no
make
idea.
It to you.
I can't open them until it stops dinging.
Oh, I did send the sweater to you from the 1940s, matching sweater set. I love
ten
that.
10 of them? 11? 12?
No,
13,
nope, you're definitely getting 14. All the ones you didn't get yet.
Okay, 15, okay.
It's all of you and Nevaeh together for the most part.
Okay.
They're coming in one by one, though? Like, that's so weird.
No, my phone is crapped up. I don't know what happened. I had to do an update for messaging. And
uh-huh.
So the message system that I had to switch over to Google because, you know, that's what we got. And now I don't even know how to use my stupid messaging, and it craps out all the time. Oh, my God, don't even get me started about the darn Carnival Hub. Anyway, so.
Wow.
Yeah. So Jim's not coming into town at all, right?
Yeah, no, they're actually out of town right now. They took an extended after their their big band
trip
and
to go check out the land, yeah.
Well, I think that's where they went now, correct.
Okay.
But their anniversary is at the beginning of the month on, oh, the same day as mine. No, the 7th, October 7th.
You said
and it was 50 years.
Oh, wow, 50 years for them. Amazing.
Yeah, and so he did a big band, and they had a big blowout party, and then he closed down shop for like 12 days.
Okay.
And went there,
okay.
Which was a plan, I guess, after they decided not to come here.
No worries. No, that's okay. I just wanted to ask you, was he going to send my piece to you? How
mm-mm.
do I pay him? You know, that sort of stuff.
To
and
you.
I don't need you to ask him. I just would like for you to be able to tell me, I'm hoping.
It'll go to you.
It'll come to me. Okay.
And I don't know billing.
Okay. That's all right.
I guarantee he won't. He feels terrible already.
No. He's already given me a roundabout number, so I know about how much it's going to be. And if he
okay.
wants to, you know, shortchange himself, then I will take care of it on my end. But I wanted to know if he would accept a check in the mail. I'm thinking he will.
Yeah, I imagine, yes.
Okay, all right then. So that's all I needed to know.
I'm imagining that he probably won't even worry about it until he sees you the next time. Like, that's just how he is. But...
Well, it's not going to
happen. Seeing you the next time is not happening at the end of the month, and
right.
it wouldn't be until next year. He'll probably, I would imagine, just ship it to you there. And you could always pay him via like, Venmo
yeah,
or Cash App or any of those.
No. We've been
or give me the money, and I'll do it for you.
Well, that's all right. I can mail him a check. You know, the U.S. mail is pretty
mm-hmm.
good, and I can register it or whatever. I send Christmas cards. I can send it.
Yeah, no, it's totally fine.
All right. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't going to you and, you know, that sort of.
No. All the work and everything done would be done with him, and
okay.
he would be the one. I haven't done anything for this project other than provide you the jeweler to do it.
Words
for you.
I wanted to hear. Thank you.
What do you mean by that? wait a second. I had to take a quick step back there.
Dang it.
Wow, that came out of nowhere. Words I wanted to hear.
You're always trying to, you know, work something out, you know, on our behalf and you know, so.
No, I do what's best from my perspective of what I feel is best for whomever the client is, whether it's
great.
You
this
or.
Time you felt it was best to just let Jim and I take care of business.
Hell yeah. I'm over doing it for people anymore because then you get. I've learned my lesson on a few things. That's one of them.
Wow, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's write that one down today.
Oh, boy. No, you're about to get another one, too.
Oh.
Of learned lessons here. So I bring over this bag, and it has little pocket hugs, but it's blue glass that I found on Hamlin Beach. You know, like the blown, it looks like it's been weathered. Like glass.
Oh,
like
sea glass.
Sea glass, yeah. Yeah. She loves the blue sea glass, and I was the something blue, so I thought, oh, well, this is a good idea. This will bring and mesh the family together. Let me throw a piece of pyrite in there, too, for longevity and to bring on only manifesting good positive vibes and thoughts for prosperity moving forward, blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
I make it so that Juju is home from school. I realized at that exact moment when I put the address into my thing because I have to get there and get back to my quote-unquote office here at home in less than 30 minutes approximately, give or take. I realized she only lives like 8 minutes away, one turn down the street. And I think to myself, 3 years of you just driving by my road? And didn't once think, like, holy crap, this is asinine. But I kept going because Juju was waiting for me, and I do love that little thing. Like, she is mine, and we have said that for years. So I forget the letter that goes in the little gift baggie because I also did. Yeah, exactly. Because I rewrote it 4 times to make sure my handwriting was good. And it still wasn't going to be good, quite frankly.
Okay. Well, all right.
So, and I did get a few little things, like a little unicorn necklace that's blue rawhide that's the same color blue as, like, little towelettes for your tears or, you know, whatever the case is that you could pull out just in case you have a teary moment. Or, and then I obviously, you know, the blue pin that radiates out old-fashioned, and
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know if it's real or not, but she's known for years that was the last. I have two left, and it was going to be Antoinette, her, or Veronica, the two left. They're the only ones I would ever be willing to be in a wedding for or do a something blue for. So that being said, I go to drop it off. And I say to her, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Let me just send it to you. You could read it to your mom when you guys are opening up the gift together because it's mostly for you and your mom, though there are some other things in there for, you know, Billy and his kiddos, you know.
Okay.
So she goes and she's like, okay, yeah. Whenever you're ready, just send it over. So she's so excited. She's texting me the rest of the day. Now, do I wait until mom gets home to read to her? Do I call her to read? Oh, my God, Juliana, if you just want to just open up your present, go ahead. I don't care.
Yeah.
Because that's really what's, you know, bogged her down.
She's a kid. She wants to open it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So
okay.
It goes like this. And I'm just going to let you know. Well, no, I'm not going to let you know Matt's perspective. Because I want to know what your perspective is, and I don't want you guys to align unless it is aligning accurately. Dear Holly, as your wedding day approaches, I can't help but reflect on the incredible journey we've shared over the past 20-plus years, from the ups and downs of life, kids, partners, careers, and all the in-betweens. We've always been there for each other. We found feathers along the way, signs from the angels reminding us to hold on to our dreams and wishes. Now, oh, and I put little feathers in her thingy for everybody. It's something that we do on the disc golf course, too. Whenever you see a feather, you pick it up. And here, you can. I'm sharing my wish with you. Now that you're blending two families into one, I'm so excited for the love that's going to surround you. Or the love that surrounds you. You've got your something new, something borrowed, something white. But I will be your something blue. I'll be pinned close to your heart, reminding you that no matter what happens, I'm always going to be here for you. It's just the cloth and material that I was made up from. You don't get to choose your family, but when your best friend becomes part of your family, that's a choice that I gladly would like to make every day. As you bring your new husband and two wonderful stepkids into your life, I want each of you to have a little piece of my heart as well. Enclosed is a pocket hug, a blue glass worry stone found on the sands of Hamlin Beach. It's a small reminder that you're never going to be alone, that love and friendship will always carry you through, just like the strong trees and deep roots of the home that you guys have built already, where love and support will always be there for the two of you, your husband and your stepkids. And just as I've always been there for you, I will forever be there for my Juliana Grace, Juju. She is my mini-me, and y'all are family. And all the new chapters ahead, I can't wait to watch her go through them. As I am her T.T. Aubrey Lee, I'll be that steady reminder it takes a village to raise our kids, Holly, and I'll always be a part of her village. Wishing you endless happiness and love as you step into this new life with all the blessings that come along with it. With all my love, forever and always, stay true to ourselves, perfectly imperfect, T.T. Aubrey Lee. And she wrote back, "This is so perfect. Thank you, T.T." And I said, okay. I said, it's my thoughts, and it goes along with kind of the gifts and stuff, and I hope that your mom likes it. But 25 minutes later, I got a message. She said, thank you, and she thinks it's very sweet.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. Good.
No response from her either.
From just Holly?
No. Just Juliana. That's it.
Thank you. It was very sweet.
She thinks it's very sweet. She says, thank you, and she thinks it's very sweet.
Okay.
I got Matt texting me this morning. I think I got COVID. I said, you didn't take a COVID test. No, I think I'm going to come down with a really bad case of it. You've never had COVID, Matt. Stop. You shithead. Like, I can't. He is so far-fetched that he does not want to be involved. He's like, I legitimately know her for, like, a year, really. And, yeah, I've known all the last 3 years count, too, but it's not like I know her soon-to-be other half. We literally dropped him off after he was supposed to drive home, but he got too drunk, was looking at everyone else's ass, was being grabby with other females. I saw him do all of it. You guys didn't. And he probably feels some sort of way about all of that. And that is why we are off of the list of friends that get to be invited to the Christmas parties and the ugly sweaty parties and all the fun things they've been doing. I said, yeah, well, we're 8 minutes away. Literally, one road. You could go down Spencerport Road towards where the kids' school is and keep going straight into Spencerport, right past McDonald's in that plaza. You turn left, and there, and your first left is her house. Oh, my God, I'm beside myself. How do you not? The, I mean, I get it. I don't know what I would do with myself if you or Dad weren't here to be my study buddies. I don't know what I would do. So I understand when you lose a parent. For her, it's been very difficult. But wouldn't you want to rely on the people that have been there, that know you, that knew him, that you know? Her excuse with me is, I know too much, and that's why she's put me at bay. And I'll make her cry more. Well, what does that mean? I'll make her get upset more. What does that mean?
Are you asking me, or are you just talking out loud? Well, it's hard for me to give you an unbiased answer.
Okay.
But I'm going to say that her focus
I know about your feelings about her.
Her
I mean,
focus
obviously.
Has never been about friends. You can't make her love you. You can't make her, you know, want you to be, you know, the friend you are. You can't make people do that. I have learned this myself over time.
It's so hard.
66 years.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't even make your family love you. Okay? I mean, you just can't.
Mom, I didn't mean for it to be like that.
No. I'm just saying to you, as hard as you want to be a friend to her, she does not want to be that type of friend back to you. And she doesn't have to be. Because she's an individual on her own, and she is, as all of us are, a product of our upbringing. And, you know, there's a reason why her parents got divorced and what she went through, whether it was good or bad, I don't know. I think Holly
she was in college, for God's
she had the ability to play her parents one against the other.
Oh, all the time, yes.
And I'm very sure that, you know, she took advantage of that. But that speaks to the kind of person she was raised to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were always one-upping one another on gifts. So, yeah, she learned.
I get it. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, she doesn't know how to be anything else than who she is, who she
then a taker
to you.
Than a taker?
Well, I don't think that she sees it that way.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes people are blind to their true
own
colors.
Their own flaw. Yeah.
Yeah, because they don't see them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's about as
that's
kind.
That's just me. No, I get it.
So
I mean,
you can't look at this upon yourself and ask yourself why. Can't.
I mean, that's all I've been doing. Why can't I be a part of the good times? Because the bad times I always get to be a part of. I always get to be your pity, poor pity me. I'll help you pick you back up by your britches and keep it moving type of situation. I always am that fallback person for that.
I know.
But that person that everybody else gets to view and see and hang out with and be around, I don't ever get to be around to see her happy, and that's sad.
Yeah, it is. But you can't change that no matter how hard you try. You have to accept, you either have to accept your friends for who they are and how they are, or you protect yourself and just say, you know what, I don't need this in my life.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So I know criteria-wise, speaking-wise, what is the best motive moving forward?
Motive.
Do I just not, or what's the best, not motive, I don't know. What should I do about tomorrow? Do I go? Do I not go? It's not like Kenny Holly isn't going to be there with his wife. There'll be people I know.
Right. But how well do you really know Kenny?
And not very much, but he knows I'm coming. And then Sarah Dickinson will be there. And, you know, other people will be there. Amanda will be there. Half of me half of me is more curious as to whom all of her peoples are that are standing up for her. Do I just go to the wedding and not to, even though they're all at the same place?
I can't answer that for you, honey. I know, I'm not even sure I know what I would do. Because I don't have the pain that you have. Because all of those people were your friends, and she, you know, turned them against you at one point in time. And, you know, I mean, are you going, you have to search your heart. Are you going just to prove that you can go and you know, that past hurts don't hurt you anymore? Is that the reason? You got to search yourself to find out why you're going. And I don't mean to make you cry and make you upset.
No, I'm not crying. I'm not even upset. I'm actually in a good mindset about all of that all.
Okay. All right. So you kind of have to ask yourself, why are you doing
it? Maybe this is just me closing the chapter.
It could be just you closing a chapter, but will it be?
Never for her. No. Never closing a chapter for Juliana.
Okay. So, and Juliana, clearly, you know what? She's a kid.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I mean, is she going to even...
Is she going to reach out? Probably not.
Is
she probably
understand?
Doesn't get it.
Right. So, you got to ask yourself, why are you really doing it? And be 100% honest with yourself. If you think you're doing it for Juliana, then you are. But you really need to dig deep and ask yourself, is that really the reason? Is there an ulterior motive for, you know, why I want, what am I trying to prove? What am I trying to achieve? What is the end goal? It's not easy. It's not easy. I'm not saying it is. And I think this is one of the most profound conversations we've ever had.
I almost think a part of me is at a point where it was very mind-boggling and awe-striking when I figured out exactly where she lived and that she legitimately, no matter where she's coming from, if you're coming from the city, which I know she is, she has to drive by my street every single... It's not like she's in Irondequoit anymore or Henrietta. You legitimately...
Yeah.
I'm right off the fucking highway. I am right off of Spencerport Road. Either way, those are the two main roads that get to your road.
It sounds hurtful. It sounds like it's still hurtful to you. So.
I know, but I think that was eye-opening. And I think, for me... Seeing her happy this one last time, I can maybe just let it go. Because there's
See
never been.
Happy. See who happy?
Holly.
Okay.
This is me getting to see her happy, I guess, which I typically don't get to.
Okay.
We have always either, if she was in a relationship, I wasn't. Or if I was in a relationship, she wasn't. This is the first time we're both in relationships for, 3 years now of them being together, or 2.5, whatever, and her choosing Matt, because she's technically the one that chose Matt for us, you know.
No, that's not true. Not
yeah, she did.
She wanted Matt for herself.
She said yes to the liking of, and then I had to.
No, you didn't. And you two found each other without no, I don't believe it. Because she was entirely jealous of your relationship with Matt.
I think once it all kind of came to fruition, I think she was, yes.
No, you don't have to think it. She 100% was.
Mom.
I'm not kidding, Aubrey.
I think she just wanted herself to be happy, too, and for herself to find happy. I think she's been absolutely miserable and afraid to step into any kind of anything because she saw her parents and what they went through, and not just with each other, but overall, in general, with partners at this site. They both got remarried and divorced again.
Yeah,
wasn't
well,
like,
you know, so have you. You've made choices.
Yeah, absolutely.
That needed to be changed. And so, you know, I mean, but it didn't stop you. If she stopped herself, that's on her. On nobody else but her.
Hmm. She never stopped herself. She was a serial dater for a reason.
Oh, well.
I just feel very badly because I know Trey's opinion of her is completely skewed now. And it didn't used to be. And Matt's opinion of her.
Why is his opinion skewed?
Because he used to, like, she was a steady Eddie here. We did Sundays and food and everything. Every single week, if not during the week, we would have...
Is that before or after the pool got closed?
After and before.
Okay.
It was during that summer of COVID into 2021 year.
All right.
Into the summer of 2021. And then she met Billy in the fall.
She basically walked away. She walked away,
mm-hmm.
followed her heart,
mm-hmm.
and discarded her friends.
Some of them,
and
yeah.
You think that Trey is forming a wrong opinion?
Mm. No, it's exactly what he went through, too. Huh. It's almost like as soon as Veronica came back into the picture.
Yeah. Holly can only have one friend at a time. I don't know why
you
don't know that.
Yeah, that's kind of it. Because the last time, one of the last Sunday fun days that she attended, the Satters all came too. And she was like beside herself. Why do we have, you know, it doesn't have to be this many people. Oh my God. And we just need to eat and go. You know, Juliana's getting hangry. Juliana's just in the pool. She's just doing her thing.
It's called a spotlight, Aubrey.
Yeah.
I don't know. You have to ask yourself why you want to go. And whatever that reason is, that's your reason. And whatever you decide to do after you determine what your reason is and what your end goal is, then that's what you do.
I just wish Matt would be more... Because Matt is on the frame. His thought process is, this is just her making it legitimate. Like, this is our saving, he thinks this is just her doing the saving grace of, like, because she had to, kind of, you know, concept. Like, if you don't invite Aubrey, how is that going to look to everybody else? This is, like, our last stitch effort. And she doesn't really want us to be there, in his opinion. That's what he's thinking. It's just because of the history she had to, because then she would have to answer questions that she probably
doesn't want to.
She
won't answer questions.
No, I know she won't.
She would have told lies.
Hmm. That's true.
Sorry. You know, yeah. I mean, I'm older, I can kind of see the forest for the trees more. I used to be more like you, and I can't say that I'm jaded. I think I'm just more wise now. And that just comes with age.
Yeah.
You know, I asked Mary one time, I was like, you know what, all my friends kind of like, I have them for a little while, and then they just kind
they
of
go away.
Off. They go away.
Mm-hmm.
And she and somebody else that I used to work with, you know, said a couple of different things. First of all, your work people are your work people. They're not necessarily your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're friendly, but you don't have to hang out, you know, and do things together unless your friendship is grown on other things other than kibitzing about work.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, conferences or this or that.
Mm-hmm.
You're friends because you want to be friends. And then there are other times in your life when your friends are just there for a reason. And whatever that reason is, you go through that friendship, and then when that reason is no longer there, you just kind of float away. So it was described to me as the sphere of influences.
Mm-hmm.
You got your sphere and another sphere, and they
aligning yourself with the, yeah.
They come together for a little while, and then they move away, kind of like Linda McQueen. I don't think I needed Linda McQueen. I think she needed me.
Oh, hell yeah. With everything
so,
she had going on?
Right.
Absolutely.
So when she no longer could bear to see my happiness, because she used to say derogatory things about, you know, my relationship, you know, my marriage.
Mm.
And so, you know, after a while, you know, I would say, I would not be demeaning, but I would be objective and say, well, you know, not every man is like that, or, you know, different comments like that. And slowly over time, you know, she just didn't come around anymore because, you know, I wasn't feeding into her anger or resentment or whatever it was for her. But, you know, then, you know, she went through some pretty terrible things. She could have reached out to me, but she chose not to. So this is just Holly being Holly. You know, friends are not always there for you. They're not always going to be there for you. They're not always necessary.
Yeah.
So, anyway, go back to work and think about it. And
we'll do.
Whatever decision you come to, you will.
Yeah. I just hate it because, like, you're right. Like, we are the kind of people that are made up of fibers where we're giving and that's what we do, and not everybody is the same way. But
no, not at all.
That's where part of... I know my anger comes from.
Yeah, you know.
Because if I'm going to do all this for you, then I would expect it
that's
to
not the,
come back. But I don't even think I got a something, borrowed something blue, something this, something that from her. Like, when she was my maid of honor and should have. I don't think she came to my, did she come to my, I don't even think they came to my bridal shower.
No,
I think they
so.
Canceled.
So,
hmm.
I don't even think she was at the wedding.
Yes, she was. She was there with that dude who the next weekend left her, but she was so incredibly happy in getting engaged prior to that.
Yeah, so.
And then he just stopped answering her calls. He totally went ghost. It was the one and only time she ever got ghosted, I guess. Maybe that's my fault, too. I'm joking, but still.
You can't do things for people and expect things in return. You can to your partner in life, but you can't to your friends.
No, exactly. All right.
All right, love.
I will let you go.
All right.
Have a good rest of your day.
Yeah, I got to spend the next hour looking through some messages.
Why?
There's 20 of them.
I didn't do them. They're all freaking pictures. Goodbye.